Tosfos in our Masechet Kiddushin discusses the idea that women are patur from time-bound mitzvot. And the Gemara discusses whether or not, the Rishonim discuss whether or not a woman can make a bracha on the mitzvah that she's patur from. Says Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tav, that women can make a bracha when they're patur from a mitzvah. What's his raya? What's his proof?
It's the
from a blind person. Oh, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was a blind person. He was a suma. And yet he made brachas. But then Tosfos says, wait a second, is that really a good comparison between blind people and women? Blind people are patur from all mitzvot midoraita. And maybe midirabbanan, they're chayav. But women are not chayav midirabbanan mitzvot that they're patur from. So what's the comparison? Let's leave that a second and go back a step. Do you hear what he just said? Blind people are patur from all mitzvot midoraita, but chayav to do that midirabbanan. I'm sure you're all shocked, right? You're all looking at, right? You all understand the question here that's like yelling at you, right? Benji, you got the question? Who got the question? What's the question, Mr. Rubin?
How can you be chayav derabanan? You only have to listen to the rabbi to go right
there. If you say, excellent. If you say that the Torah said you are patur from all mitzvot, that means you don't have to listen to anything in the Torah. Why do you have to listen to the rabbis? Because the Torah says you have to listen to the rabbis. But you're patur from listening to the rabbis. So how can you be chayav to listen to the rabbis? Good question. My father used to love to quote this question. Because he loved the answer. The answer, he used to say, is that the Torah wants you to listen to Chacham. You're right. You can argue a blind man is patur from all mitzvot in the Torah. He's patur from lo tasur. But the Torah wants you to listen to Chachamim. Do you really always have to go back to lo tasur to ask yourself, am I chayav a patur from something? You know, I had this joke in our family that a few years ago, I think I just told someone a few weeks ago, I have a joke in my family that should be on tape really, that my kablan, my Arab contractor, took my wife and my mother-in-law to look for tiles in Beit Lechem. Now it's against the law to go to Beit Lechem today. It means that you have to go into an area which you're not allowed to. It's dangerous and really wrong for many reasons, and of course my wife went without telling me. And they went to Beit Lechem to look for tiles. So when I heard about it, I told my wife the following. I said to her, you know, it says in the Rambam that one of the Tnei Ketubah, that's not written in the Ketubah, is that Chas V'Shalom, your wife, is taken captivity. You have to redeem her even more than what she's worth. But I said, nothing there does it say about mother-in-laws. Now, can you imagine, Chas V'Shalom, a guy's wife is taking captivity, right? So what? You're going to go to him and say, the Rambam says, you're chayav. And he says, yeah, but hey, but the Rambam also says that when she, whatever work she makes goes to me. Whatever her work, right, whatever she works, that money goes to me, and I have to provide her with food. And she hasn't been giving me all her money. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a husband and wife actually living by the law of the Torah that tells you, the Rambam says, a man has to provide for his wife 3 meals a day, whatever it is, and it must be the right food for the winter and the summer, right clothes for the winter and the summer. But can you imagine a couple come to the basin and say, my husband is not giving me enough calories? And he said, well, you know, Rami Levy, according to the Rambam, I only have to give her 25 shekel a day, and she wants 27 shekel a day. We're firm Jews. We go by the Rambam. Is that the way you want to have a relationship with your wife? Based upon the letter of the law? There is a lot more than just the letter of the law. We call it Retzon HaTorah. In the case of a man and wife, it's the love, the expectations that a couple has for one another, not needing to go into legal matters in order to be nice to each other, to be kind to each other, to love each other. And the same goes in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that we have a Torah and mitzvot, the fact that we have a book of law, does not mean that every matter begins and ends in the Shulchan Aruch. And many times, dafka, the more frum approach creates huge problems. Because if everything begins and ends in the Shulchan Aruch, then in many cases, when there's no answer to Shulchan Aruch, you might think automatically that it's mutar. That's why the Ramban, is probably his most famous Perush in the Chumash, tells us that there is a mitzvah that covers all what is not in the Shulchan Aruch. One mitzvah. What's it called? What's that mitzvah called? Kedoshim to you, says the Ramban. Kedoshim to you. Whenever you are not sure what the halacha is, look at the concept, Kedoshim to you. And what's the example that he brings? For example, he says, a guy says, listen, I'm a firm Jew. I want to do a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, mitzvot, I wear tzitzit, I wear tzitzit, I do everything. But where does it say in the Torah that you can't get drunk every day? Where does it say that? I'm a frum Jew, don't get me wrong, I'm frum. I listen to Torah and Mitzvot, I listen to Shachar Chol Rambam, I do what's supposed to. But where does it say? If you show me, then I'll do it. You know how many times I've heard that? About so many different halachot. Is there really always a need to open up Shulchan Aruch? Forget the Ramban, Kedoshim to you. I have to confess that many times in my career of education, I find that there's a gap between what I think is right and what some of my students don't get, because they go back in the frum. They use the frum, you know, card. Rabbi, but where does it say? You know, a few months ago, I found a story that my father told me. A very strange story that my father told me that he witnessed from first person. He met a story about a mamash, a miracle story that he witnessed in it from Reb Chaim Yaakov Levine, the son of Reb Ari Levine. And I, you know what, I love that story, but I always hesitate if it's really true. I mean, it's a really weird story. And a few months ago, I found that Rav Yossi Rimon printed this story in his book in the name of my father. So I said to my father, Abba, now I know it must be true because it's printed in a book. If it's printed, it's a book. Oh, it must be true. You know how many times I've had that? If something is printed, oh, then it's okay. We're firm people. We go by what's written in the book. And if it's not written, what do you think is right to do? Do you always have to look it up? Do you need a source to always tell you what's right and wrong? I mentioned this morning, I said, you know, if a person needs a source why it's wrong, for example, to go Friday night to a party, if a person says to me, what do you want? I'm not caring. The music is done by Goyim. I'm not really playing any music. There's an Eruv in the campus. I'm not going to eat their food, just drink water, not wine. I'll make sure that I drink beer. Beer is okay, not wine. Yeah, it's Friday night. Yeah, it's Shabbos, but I'm not breaking. Am I breaking Shabbat? If someone really convinces himself that he's covered because he's not breaking anything, I really ask: does that person understand what Shabbos is about? You know, the Rambam says, "Why we keep Muktzah? You know why? It's because we want to create a different atmosphere on Shabbat. Shabbat is not by not doing anything. It's by what we do on Shabbat. How we... I go crazy. I admit, you think I'm crazy. My kids know. I don't allow them to play ball on Shabbat. It drives me crazy to see kids play basketball on Shabbat. They can argue with me. I don't know, some people that I know, some of my best friends' kids play basketball on Shabbat. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to fight. But I personally don't need a source. It's just, there's a word in Yiddish, passage. You know what passage means? It's just not done. It's not done. Now you can argue. I'm not saying everything I'm saying is not arguable. You can argue. I grew up in a house. They didn't let me, we didn't play ping pong on Shabbat. I let my kids play ping pong on Shabbat. I let them play ping pong on Shabbat, my kids. You know why? Because I think better than that and do other things in basketball. So I give it for ping pong. You have to be smart sometimes too, what you can do, what you can't do. But in my house, we grew up with a ping pong table in the house. Never were we allowed to touch a ping pong table. I mean, I don't even tell you. I didn't need anyone to tell me. My father, I don't think once in his life, told me, you can't play ping pong on Shabbat. It was so obvious that on Shabbat you don't play ping pong in my father's house. Every house has their own rules and customs. But I'm just trying to show you that not everything needs a source. Not everything needs a reason that's based upon halacha, clearly deris derabanan. There's a world out there that you have to figure out for yourself what's right and what's wrong based upon retzon ha-Torah. The retzon ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu. My father used to give many shiurim about this, and he tried to prove that there's a concept called Retzon HaTorah. And it comes up a lot. My father, I remember years ago, gave a shiur. Years ago this was. In Gush, he gave a shiur after I went to hear him in the afternoon. He gave a shiur about Tsar Baalei Chaim. What does that mean? Be kind to animals. Is that a mitzvah d'oraisa? The Gemara says, Tsar Baalei Chaim may be d'oraita. What does that mean, d'oraita? Does it say that in the Torah? No. It means it's a concept that we recognize as a Torah one. What does that mean? That the Torah believes in certain principles, in certain ideas, without needing to tell me black and white. The Ramban in Sefer Shmo tells us that there's no source that a father has to give his kids food. You know that? He says, because some things don't have to be said. Because it's obvious what we expect from you, what we want you to do. And of course, you can go out and say everything, like don't steal, don't murder. But let's say, people need to be told the big laws. But that doesn't mean that we can cover everything. Retzon HaTorah. Or in other words, the fifth volume of Shulchan Aruch. I remember once I had a kid, I remember specifically a kid that came to me years ago, and started asking me, I don't remember what it was, I think it was about, growing long hair like a hippie, or I don't know, piercing in his ears, whatever, in his eyebrows, whatever. And I spoke to him about the fifth volume of Shulchan Aruch. Where is that, he said. I said, it appears in the fifth volume of Shulchan Aruch. Look on the shelf, you'll find it. In the fifth volume of Shulchan Aruch, it says, you shouldn't have piercing all over your body. The fifth volume, the unwritten volume. We're coming up to Shavuot, and I obviously want to connect it to Shavuot, because I think it's connected to Shavuot, what I'm about to say. The Gemara Masechet Nedarim tells us a reason why the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Now we all know different reasons are given. Why? Because of? Sinat Chinam. The Gemara says something quite amazing. It tells us that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed מפני שלא ברכו בתורה תחילה. They didn't make the blessings before the Torah learning. Rabotai, you know, the Rambam doesn't even bring it down as mitzvah d'oraita. For that, the temple was destroyed. It's obvious the Gemara is trying to give over a message here of a certain attitude that we have towards Torah. Maybe the message is people learned Torah. They knew Torah. But they didn't connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher bachar banu mikol amim v'natan lanu ta Torah. The Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is not just a book by itself that's clever, that's smart, that's intellectual studies, that's an intelligent type of book, that's an academic book. It's a book of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. You have to keep on asking yourself, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shu'el Mi'imach. What does God want from us? The answer sometimes is in Shulchan Aruch, and sometimes it's not. The Torah is connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you, by mistake, disconnect the Torah from its brachot, if you separate the Torah from the brachot, from Kadosh Baruch Hu, you missed the whole plot of Judaism. The Ramban tells us there's a mitzvah lo ta'aseh, not to forget Ma'amad Har Sinai. Strange. Mikol kavod, Ma'amad Har Sinai. What's so important about Ma'amad Har Sinai? It's the Torah that's important. Do I care how the Torah was given? Which mountain? The answer is, again, Ma'amad Har Sinai connects us to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah doesn't stand by itself and it's broken by itself. The Torah was given by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Living by the Torah is not just living by the law, it's living by what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. What he expects from us. There's a Rebbe in the Yeshiva here that hopefully coming back soon. Rabbi Krauss, you've heard his name a few times. Rabbi Krauss once arranged for me to go be a scholar residence in his shul in New York. They told me how much they loved him there and how what a great rabbi he was for many years. And they said that only one time did he get upset at the community and he lost it with them. What was that time? They told me it was when he found out that the community was walking on Shabbat to a baseball game that was free, that was open, Shabbat afternoon. The people would take their baby, their carriages, with their white Shabbat clothes, and go and sit the whole afternoon watching a baseball game. They told me that's when he lost it as community. And he gave them Musar. He couldn't get over it. I would tell you, where did it say in Shulchan Aruch? He can't go to a baseball game on Shabbat. I'm not breaking Shabbat. What do you want? And the cloud baseball, I can't even make it into an ideal. It's a beautiful game. It's not. There's no violence. There's no real sports in it either. But it's not even a sport. It's just old men and I don't know what they're doing. There's no running. There's no really skill in it. You can make up anything you want. But Rav Krauss, they told me it was so simple to him, so clear to him. That's not how you celebrate your Shabbat. If you think that Shabbat is all about not breaking it, then you miss the whole point of what Shabbat. If you think Judaism is always being careful not to break Judaism, if you think your marriage is all about not ruining your marriage, then you don't understand the relationship between you and your wife. You don't understand the relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're trying to create a relationship of love. We want to do what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. So how does it boil down in our daily lives? I think there has to be a very, very important balance. When we, in our lives, are faced with questions, both halachic ones and spiritual ones, that we don't run only immediately to the world of halacha, to the four volumes of Shulchan Aruch, but that we also go to the fifth volume and ask ourselves, what does Kadosh Baruch Hu want from us? I'm not saying that it's always so easy to know the answer. But if you ask yourself and you are able to give a straight answer, a real answer, to understand that the answers to your dilemmas in life are not always in a code of law, but in the spirit of the law, in Ruach HaTorah, in Ratzon HaTorah, then I think many times in your life your decisions might be a little bit different than they were if you just looked at the letter of the law. So that's a talk, Likrat Shavuot and Likrat Life. When you will have dilemmas, I assure you, you will have questions, you will have dilemmas. And remember, the fifth volume of Shulchan Aruch is a very, very large volume. And a lot of answers to questions that we have are in it. Kol Tuv.
Before you go into the Shurim, two quick things that I have to mention. Two quick things. One is it's what brought to our attention that some people want to go to donate blood today around 4:30. So they say it's a great mitzvah. I don't know where they're planning to go, but if any of you planning to go, it can be done after classes. So do it after classes. That's one. B, I just sent a message on the group. I will make an announcement. Also, on your way to Shur, if you want, my little son is collecting money for some.